Now, did you hear Moyles talking about reality TV shows this morning?
I did, yeah.
Very funny.
Hi, this is Wes on I'm a Celebrity.
Now, for those of you who don't remember Hi, this is Wes, he was on Radio 1 for about 5 minutes, about 3 years ago. And that obviously makes him eligible for I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Hi, this is Wes.
So he's going to be going into the jungle quite soon.
Hi, this is Wes. Hi, this is Wes.
Bless.
Good luck to him.
Yeah. And then Chris and the team started making up different reality TV shows, which kind of made you realise how easy it is to come up with these formats. What was Dave's one? Celebrity something, dentist.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the celebs sit in the dentist chair and then they, if they don't get the questions right, they start pulling teeth out.
Which for Dave was actually quite a good idea. He's not known for his good ideas. I thought it was quite a good one.
You say that, but I think one of Dave's ideas has got through and is actually going to be on the TV.
You are kidding me.
This has got Dave all over it. It's called Celebrity Scissor Hands.
Right.
And it's for children in need. And it's a team of, well, celebrities.
Yeah.
Kind of. And they have to work in a beauty salon for 2 weeks. Cutting people's hair, waxing, dyeing people's hair, doing beauty treatments.
That now, sounds awful.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Oh, you have not heard the best bit.
All right. Sorry.
You've not heard the lineup.
Yeah.
Right. So, it's for children in need. Now, I've got an email here from the production company, and they want one member of our team to be on this show.
Okay.
Now, because she's not here, I'm suggesting Laura.
Fine by me.
Is that all right?
Yeah, I'm not going to fight her for it.
Because, you know, she's... Well, okay, let me read you the rest of the lineup, all right?
Yeah, go on.
You think about it. We've done One Night with Laura, Laura's Diary.
Yeah.
She's getting famous. Maybe more famous than these people. Rowetta off X Factor.
Right, okay.
Emma Sams, who was in Dynasty.
What, from the 80s?
Really from the 80s, yeah.
Right.
Richard Fairbrass, who of course is, how can we forget, the singer with Right Said Fred.
Right, it's a stellar lineup at the moment.
Michelle off The Apprentice.
I have no idea who she is.
She won The Apprentice.
All right, okay.
And I'm hearing, not confirmed I don't think, but I'm going to say anyway, Darren Day. So as you can see, it's a big lineup. See, Laura's more famous than any of those people.
Maybe Darren Day's just a bit ahead of her.
I don't know.
Do you not?
Mm. So I'm saying, I'm going to email them back in a minute, because they need to know by close of play, as TV people say, tomorrow.
Well, I email her. Honestly, I really am not going to fight her for this.
Seriously, I'll offer it to you now. Do you want to do it? Because I certainly don't.
No, I think it's between you and Laura for doing it.
I don't want to do it.
How about the one that doesn't speak?
Nah. No one knows who he is. And he won't be able to speak.
They know him more than Emma Sams.
That's true. So I put Laura's name down, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Not you or me.
Should I ask her?
No, just put her in. I've been sitting
in the darkness. See, I think you'd be brilliant at this scissor hands thing. I really do. And it's
me?
For charity. Don't you care about the kids?
I do care about the kids. I'll just give some money to charity.
I can't believe you're missing out on the opportunity to wax some ladies.
I have no desire to wax any ladies.
Oh, I guess he's on the line now. Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Yes, what's the problem?
What the hell's going on?
This is Laura, who's having a day off today, and we just nominated you for this new TV show.
Are you joking?
Oh, it's perfect for you.
You could cut hair, couldn't you?
No.
Wax? Have you ever cut anyone's hair before?
No.
Ever dyed any hair?
Only my own.
Right. Well, that's all right.
Yeah,
that's more than either of us have done.
You are joking. Are you having a laugh?
No. We've got to get back to them by tomorrow, so I just thought I'd put your name forward, all right?
Please don't.
Enjoy it.
Please don't.
You'll be good.
Goodbye. Radio 1.